Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
It seems as though there is the beginnings of a story to tell down in South America, particularly Argentina, as it relates to dryness.
Well, yes, this is something that we started the season down there a little bit dry. They had a good period of weather a couple weeks ago. But right now the outlook for Argentina is dry, especially in the short term. Now, longer term, as we peek into just after the new year, there might be some better opportunities for Argentina to get some rain. But until then, only areas to the north, up into Brazil, in those areas have the better chance of rain.
Parts of southern Brazil also are dry, though, too, right?
Yeah, right down there where Brazil gets closer to Argentina, conditions there are drier as well. Although they have a better opportunity in that right around that time frame of the new year, that southern Brazil area, I think, is in better position to get some rain.
That would be Paraguay, Uruguay, those kind of places.
Exactly.
Turn your attention to closer to home. What is your outlook over the week to 10 days in the Corn Belt?
Well, it looks very wintry. We're going to be looking at a couple of systems coming in, and these systems are going to have the opportunity to produce some precipitation as well as some colder weather. Although temperatures are going to be rebounding in the short term as we get ourselves into the end of the week, Thursday night into Friday, we see some areas of light rain, then snow moving in, and then we see a system coming up out of the south that's going to spread some rain, snow, and ice into many areas of the Corn Belt, especially the central and southern Corn Belt as you get focused more towards the Ohio Valley as we get into the weekend. The weekend storm is something, Dave, that we'll need to keep an eye on, especially for Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio.
Is it my imagination, or have we started out with a wet winter?
We have, and a cold one. Right now, if you were to look at the lower 48 states as a whole, since December 1, the temperature across the lower 48 has averaged 3 degrees Celsius below normal. That's pretty significant. And with that has been plenty of weather to go along with it.
You see that trend continuing.
Well, that's a real big debate right now in the weather field is whether or not the trends we have seen in December will carry forward into January. I'm leaning towards that. I'm looking at least for the first half of January, the opportunity for more cold shots and more snow events looks pretty good.
What are some of the things that you look at that make you feel that way?
Well, right now, water temperatures in the Pacific, they are a lot different than they were last year, and it's not only important what those water temperatures are doing, but where they're warmer. And where they're warmer is up in the Gulf of Alaska. And when that happens, it tends to have high pressure in the Pacific, the Northeast Pacific. That allows the door to Canada to be open more often than not. Last year, we had an opposite situation.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
That's Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And that is today's closing market report. Remember, you can subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. That's willag.org. Click on the subscribe link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.